You're listening to SBS News.
The Commonwealth Bank says financial abuse is a hidden epidemic, with 90% of reported domestic or family violence cases including some form of financial abuse. The most common type of financial abuse reported in the survey involves a perpetrator using all of their partner's wages for household expenses and spending their own money only on themselves, while half of those surveyed reported a partner taking complete control of their finances. Catherine Fitzpatrick heads the Community and Customer Vulnerability Team for the Commonwealth Bank. She says in a respectful relationship, people understand that others may manage their money in different ways.
In a healthy money relationship, there are probably ways that people manage their money differently, and that can come from different backgrounds, different cultural backgrounds, and that's all fine. But when it becomes financial abuse is when someone might use all of their partner's wages for household expenses, but then spend their own money only on themselves. Or they might hide assets, or they might take complete control over their partner's finances. And if you agree that you're going to manage your money in a way that someone handles it, that's different to someone removing that choice from you.
The report also revealed a lack of awareness of support services for people who are experiencing financial abuse, with 79% of respondents not able to recall any support services. In response, the Commonwealth Bank has announced a number of support measures. These include a partnership with charity Good Shepherd, which will offer financial coaching and access to interest-free loans for people experiencing domestic and financial abuse, regardless of who they bank with. All people can also access a guide on the bank's website, available in 16 languages, that outlines what financial abuse is and offers tips for recovery. Ms. Fitzpatrick hopes people will come forward to get help.
When someone is financially abused and does not have the means to make their own financial decisions, they may need to choose between poverty or violence, and that's really no choice at all. So what we're trying to do is make it easier for victims and survivors to break free of the financial shackles of their abusers, to get help to start the next chapter of their lives, and then to achieve long-term financial independence.
Dr. Sabrine Faraki is the president of the Cultural Diversity Network, an independent organisation that advocates for social justice and cultural diversity. As a lawyer and social worker, she works with women from South Asian and African communities. Many are on spousal visas and often remain silent, unaware that financial abuse is something for which they can access support. Dr. Faraki would like to see more funding for grassroots organisations to run financial literacy work workshops with vulnerable women. She says cultural views shape financial handling in some migrant communities, and she says there needs to be more support services to tackle how the problem affects this group of women.
What happens is, because they're first generation migrant, they're not aware of their legal right. They're not aware of any financial literacy, or let's say they don't know how to operate the banking system or what is budget. And a very important thing is many women come in spouse visa because they're first generation migrant, and it is very common, and they're dependent on their husband's visa status. So they remain silent for a long time, and some people talk later, but some people remain silent for the rest of their life, and they don't understand that they're financially abused.
Professor Singh is an honorary professor in business at RMIT University. She welcomes the CBA program, but says she fears many migrant women aren't accessing the services because they don't recognise financial abuse in domestic violence situations. Professor Singh says there needs to be a stronger legal response where lawyers and caseworkers are trained to detect the pattern of abuse, not just a single incident. England, Wales, Ireland and Scotland have criminalised financial abuse, and she believes Australian jurisdictions should do the same.
At present, there is no signal from the law or from society that economic abuse is a crime. The women get very ashamed that this is happening to them. They think, my God, how did I come to this? So they don't talk about it. Usually you only find out when the woman needs money, and then it comes out. Women would would be embarrassed that she has found herself in this situation.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.